When my client, Brian Gaffney, stepped into the role of CEO of Allianz Global Distributors, a financial services company with over $90 billion in assets, the company was losing $30 million a year. Not only was Allianz struggling, but the entire industry was in turmoil. Many other asset management companies were closing their doors, and morale was low. My team is made up of incredibly talented people, Brian told me a short while after assuming the role. But most of them have issues that are getting in the way of their effectiveness. One is rubbing people the wrong way by clumsy communications. Another isn't being clear with direct reports and isn't managing people effectively. A third needs to be more proactive. He isn't having hard conversations that need to happen. A fourth is brilliant, but sloppy. And several people are commenting on the risk to his credibility. So we went to work. And under Brian's leadership, a declining company made a complete turnaround. In the period that we worked together, he turned that $30 million loss into an annual profit of $140 million. Here's what's really important about this story. Brian's turnaround at Allianz happened with the same leadership team that had been losing $30 million a year. In other words, in a few short years, under Brian's leadership, the same people who were struggling with all those issues, the people who were leading the company to a damaging, unsustainable loss, changed. And it was Brian who helped them change by doing and saying specific things, things that moved strong-willed individuals in positive, productive ways, things that had a business-saving impact on revenue and profitability. What Brian did was not magic. Neither was it the product of Brian's charisma or powers of persuasion. It was straightforward, methodical, and replicable. And you can do it too in your world. What you need is a process. Can you really change other people? You can't change other people. You can only change yourself. It's a truism. Only it's not true. I know this with 100% certainty, because it's my job to change other people. As an executive coach for CEOs and senior leaders in organizations of all sizes, my success depends on it. Helping others change and improve when it's hard, and when they may not want to at first, can look and feel like magic, but it's not. It's a skill, a set of repeatable steps that I've studied, developed, and honed over 30 years of practice. And it's teachable, because I've taught it to people who have become some of the best coaches in the world. By the time you finish this book, you'll have that skill too, which is important because we all need the skill. No matter your role at work and in life, your success is dependent, at least in part, on the success of those around you. In many situations, it would be great for you if people changed for the better. Just about all the time, though, it would be better for them too. An employee who's more capable than they realize, who could be taking on bigger projects. A bright colleague who, if only they spoke up and shared their perspective, could have a positive impact on the team and consequently their success in the company. A boss whose visionary strategy would finally get traction if they focused more, resisting the distraction of bright, shiny objects. For many of us, helping people change is not just a nice-to-have skill, it's a requirement. If you're a leader or a manager in an organization, it's your job to change others, to transform squabbling coworkers into a capable team, to turn excuse makers into responsibility takers, to help high-potential contributors overcome dysfunctional habits and achieve their potential. Changing others is perhaps the most important capability a leader can develop. And yet, it's a capability that most people lack. We avoid difficult conversations or handle them in ways that make things worse. We generate resistance rather than change. We point out how we want people to improve, but we lack the skills to get them there. We try to help and end up doing their work for them, making them dependent on us when we should be helping them grow their independent capability. When emotions run high, we can even damage those relationships. We feel stuck between a rock and a hard place, caring too much to keep our mouths shut, yet regretting the ineffective and hurtful things we say. If only there were a third option. There is. In this book, I will show you exactly why what you've been doing hasn't been working, and I will teach you what to do instead.